I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Few things excite me more than a new author with an aspiring novel. Wayetu Moore is the founder of One More Book and is a graduate of Howard University, Columbia University, and the University of Southern California. She teaches at the City University of New York's John Jay College and lives in Brooklyn. She Would Be King is her first novel. On a rare occasion, I will begin a review with an inspiring author's note. This note rushed me into an amazing story. It begins here. When I was a child, my mother cautioned me that I should always be kind to cats. She told me a story that took place at the West African village where my family and I hid during Liberia's Civil War in 1990. She said, "In Lae, there was once an old woman who beat her cat to death. The cat resurrected, and his ghost sat on her roof until the house fell down, killing her. Several years ago, I attempted to write a short story about this woman and her notorious death. I did, and from that death, rather surprisingly and thankfully, Bessa was born." The narrator begins, "If she wanted to continue, Bessa first had to rid the road of a slow-moving snake, greenish-brown with golden eyes as difficult to gaze into as the sun. The snake's body was no different in color from the woods it had crawled from, and it seemed to Bessa that the surrounding bushes were jealous of her departure, so they extended their toes to block her path." Obviously, she is a courageous young woman. There were no Vi girls like Bessa. The coastal village of Lae had seen only one woman as cursed, old Ma Famata, who they say is sitting in the corner of the moon after her hammock flung her there on her 33rd birthday. But even old Ma Famata's misfortune was nothing compared to that of Bessa, whose curse was not only her inability to die, but the way death mocked her. The villagers were skilled in construction. Continuing, "In the dry season of 1831, there were no wars, and the fish and rice harvests were plenty. During the rainy seasons, the children of the village sat with griots to learn the history of their people, as well as count and write. But in the dry season, everyone older than 5 years worked. Vi boys went to Lake Pizo to fish with their fathers, and Vi girls went to the rice farm. These hardworking villagers did much the same sort of work to this day. Ironically, the men fished and the women gathered seeds." Despite all the hardships, Bessa emerges as a powerful leader. This amazing tale, She Would Be King by Wayetu Moore, is a story of determination, strength, and some magical realism thrown into the pot. 5 stars. This and past segments are online at kwbu.org. Look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab. And happy reading!